What about the update that was presented on the Avoran trial? Can you review what the trial looked at and what they presented here?
The Avoran study was again updated by Bernard Escudier. So this was the second year that we had a look at the Avoran data. And the Avoran study was a very straightforward study in which bevacizumab plus interferon was compared to interferon alone. Last year, the presentation focused on efficacy, demonstrating that progression-free survival was going to be basically doubled when you use bevacizumab in combination with interferon. And the response rate was likewise doubled. It went from about 15% to 30% in an approximate way. So both effects were indeed the same. We saw both increase. Now, the presentation this year, when the Europeans looked at the data, because this was a European study, they looked very carefully at the data with regard to what the effects of interferon were on toxicity and what the frequency of interferon dose reduction was. And many of us have brought up the fact that interferon may have a limited role here. It may have a role of increasing toxicity, but I'm not sure one can categorically state that, because clearly when you double the effect with the drug, you must conclude that there has to be some interaction here. So what Dr. Escudier did was to look at the patients who had dose reductions of interferon. The average duration of interferon treatment in the study is somewhere around 4 months, but there were about half the patients who had dose reductions early on. And so what they did is they took these individuals and compared this group to the group that had continuing dosing of interferon at the level specified in the study. And they looked at toxicity. And as one would expect, patients tolerate lower doses of interferon better than higher doses. And so there was less toxicity in that group. And number two, they looked at outcome. And it's a subset analysis, so it needs to be taken in the context of what these really mean. And what it showed was really no difference between patients who had dose reductions of interferon and those that did not. So the question has sort of been put forward is, can a lower dose of interferon be sufficient and clearly easier to tolerate for patients than the schedule that was utilized in the study, one of 3, 6, and 9 million units. And so at least these data support that that's the case. And it even speaks to the issue of, you know, is interferon 100% necessary? Because as you start to reduce the dose, perhaps you can almost eliminate the drug. Now, we cannot, obviously, at this point in time, but it does sort of go into that direction. So lower doses of interferon are acceptable. And I think most physicians who have used interferon recognize that you can give 2 and 3 million units 3 times a week quite easily as compared to, let's say, 9 million or 18 million units, where the toxicity is much, much greater.